Theater 5 presents They Call Me Howie.
Now, honey, make your wish and blow out all the candles.
I wish.
No, son, you're supposed to keep it a secret.
Your wish won't come true if you tell.
Hey, that was a loud one. Yep, there go the lights. Oh, hold off on the candles, Howie, till I see about getting some light in here. Huh, they're on again. Okay, birthday boy, blow away.
Now take a deep breath. Well, come on, honey, unless you like wax frosting. Howie, what's the matter, dear? Bob, look at him. He's white as a sheet.
Oh, I think it's too much birthday. What's the matter, Howie?
Here, let me feel your head. No fever. Maybe it's the storm.
Oh, now he's not going to let a little thing like a thunderstorm frighten him, are you, Tiger?
I didn't get any presents.
Didn't get any presents? What's he talking about?
But, darling, you got some lovely presents. A nice new freight car for your train and a baseball bat.
Wasn't that what you wanted?
I mean, the last time.
But, Howie, don't you remember the big party we had on your last birthday? In the other house before we moved here? You got all your friends. You got lots of presents. An Erector set and a space gun. Oh, don't you remember, dear?
I mean the last time.
What's he talking about? What last time, Howie?
The last time I was 8 years old.
He's coming down with something. I think someone we know had better get to bed.
But I haven't had my cake.
Mommy will save the cake and you can have it tomorrow. Oh, that must be Steve. Let him in, will you, Bob, while I put Howie to bed?
I want to stay up for Uncle Steve.
You can see the present tomorrow. You've had enough excitement for one day.
I'm okay, Mom. Honest.
Well, 5 minutes then. And no arguments when time's up, okay?
Okay.
All right, sorry I'm late. Your New England dude didn't help those cow paths you call roads.
Did you have any trouble finding the place?
Just followed what you laughingly called your map. Hi, sis.
Hi, Steve. Ooh, you're dripping. Here, come on over to the fire and get dried off.
Hi, Uncle Steve.
Yeah, first things first. Hi, Slugger. Happy birthday.
Oh, boy.
Howie, what do you say when somebody gives you a gift?
Thanks, Uncle Steve. Gee, Uncle Steve, look, Dad, toy soldiers.
How about that?
George Washington, Lafayette.
Practically the whole Continental Army.
Let Mommy see, dear. Why, Steve, you extravagant idiot. They're antiques.
Well, this old soldier does look a little beat up. He lost one of his arms. Or maybe it's in the box.
Oh, that's Captain Marmaduke.
Kids these days sure know their history. I never heard of the guy.
Neither have I. What's Captain Marmaduke famous for, Howie?
I don't know.
Well, what did they teach you about him at school?
Who'd want to teach us anything about old one arm?
Well, how do you know about him?
Well, I've seen him around lots of times. He never did anything except get drunk. That's how he lost his arm. Didn't even lose it in a fight. Just got drunk and shot it off by accident.
Beats me where they pick it up.
What's in the other present?
Howie.
Oh, here, sis. A little housewarming gift for you and Bob.
Oh, thank you, darling. I just love opening packages. Oh, Steve. It's wonderful. What is it?
It's a witch's cross, Mom.
A witch's cross? Is it, Steve?
Well, that's what the little old antique lady said. I thought every front door should have one. You know, a status thing.
Is that what they used them for, to ward off witches?
Well, I understood the neighborhood was crawling with them.
Sure, we had a witch's cross on our door.
Now, that'll be enough of that, Howie.
Bob, he's just...
Imagination is one thing, downright lying is another. Now, I think you've had enough excitement for one day, son. You come on now, Hobbit.
Oh, do I have to?
5 minutes and no arguments, remember? Now, say goodnight to Uncle Steve, and I'll come up and tuck you in.
Good night, Uncle Steve.
Night.
And thanks for the soldiers. They're neat. Night, Dad.
And here we are, back in the living room. End of 25-cent tour. What do you think, Steve?
Well, if you have to move to New England, you might as well go all out.
Well, take my advice and never buy an old house, at least not a 200-year-old house.
Said he, forgetting who talked who into going colonial.
Well, it'd be great for Howie.
No, I'm afraid it's been rather lonely for him so far.
Why? Don't any of the neighbors have kids his age?
Well, if they do, he hasn't met any.
I think that's why he's been acting so strange lately. Been by himself too much.
Yeah, well, school starts Monday. He'll make a whole new set of friends. Howie, probably having a nightmare.
After what he put away today, I'm not surprised.
I better go up. What is it, dear? Howie, are you all right?
Mom.
Howie, answer me, dear.
Mom.
You're all right, dear.
Sure.
Oh, well, let me see your tongue.
Oh, Mom.
Well, go back to sleep, honey. You were just having a bad dream. Do you want me to leave on the light?
Mom?
Yes, dear?
My name isn't Howie. It's Cotton.
Oh, now, Howie, I want you to stop talking like that.
I mean, the other time. That's when I was called Cotton.
What other time, dear?
You know, Mom, I died a long, long time ago. But I didn't stay dead. I woke up and came back.
Howie was pretty wound up last night, Kathy. What have you been putting in his milk?
Steve, that's not the least bit funny.
Oh, come on. The doc gave him a clean bill of health, didn't he?
It's not his health I'm worried about.
Sis, Howie's a perfectly normal kid. All right, maybe he's a little more imaginative than most, but...
You should have seen his face last night. He was like someone I didn't even know, like somebody else's child.
Has he ever said anything like that before?
No. Well, he did say something strange just after we moved here. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but one morning, I came into his room to wake him up for breakfast. I remember he opened his eyes, and he had that same faraway look, as though he didn't know quite where he was. He sat up in bed and looked around the room, and then he said, "Where's Nana?" I asked him who Nana was, and he said that's what he called his grandmother.
What's so strange about that?
Steve, you know both Bob's mother and our mother died long before Howie was born.
I still don't think there's really anything to worry about.
Well...
Now, he might have seen a picture of Mom or Bob's mother and invented an imaginary, well, playmate.
Oh, Steve,
kids do that. My advice to you is just forget about it. Don't question him about it and don't make a big thing about...
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, honey.
Well, I completed my appointed rounds. Let's see now. Morning paper. Cigarettes. The makings for martinis tonight.
And did you get the book I wanted at the library?
Well, I looked for it, but it wasn't in.
Oh.
But while I was there, I did a little poking around in the stacks. Had to sign my life away to get permission to take this out. But listen to this.
Middlesex County Historical Society.
Now, I marked the page. Listen. Now, here we are. Marmado, Josephus, 1698-1750, Captain, Colonial Militia.
Captain Marmadoe? Well, wasn't that Howie's name for his toy soldier?
Settled, Middletown.
That's just a few miles from here, isn't it?
1715, married, Abigail Lawton, two children... Ah, here. Lost his arm in shooting accident, 1745. Died in smallpox epidemic, 1750.
Then there really was a Captain Marmadoe. Howie didn't make him up after all.
One arm and all.
Hardly seems important enough to have been immortalized in lead.
Well, I know it's just a toy soldier with its arm broken off, but... Well, how could Howie give him the name of an obscure captain who died over 200 years ago? You said yourself he wouldn't have been taught about him at school.
What'd you say how he said his name was last night? I mean, what did it used to be?
Cotton.
Not a very common name.
Well, it was in 1750. Get Howie down here.
Now, Bob, I don't want him upset.
I'm just going to ask him a few questions. Where is he?
Well, he must be in his room. Howie?
Yeah?
Would you come down, dear?
I know it sounds crazy, but I just want to see if our cotton is one of the cottons in this book.
Well, I'm glad you think it's funny, Steve.
Oh, come on, Kathy.
Yeah, Mom?
Your father wants to ask you some questions, Howie.
Okay.
Now, Howie, I want you to answer me very carefully.
Okay.
Now, tell me, what's your name?
Howard Prime.
There, you see?
Your father means, honey, your other name.
Oh, you mean before?
Before what, son?
Before I died.
Oh, look, I've been kidded by experts.
Steve, please. Yes, dear, before. What was your name then?
I told you, Cotton.
Cotton what?
Merriweather. Cotton Merriweather.
Well, that's a grand old colonial name.
Now, try to remember. Where were you born?
Middletown, Connecticut.
What year?
1742.
And when did you die?
Oh, brother.
1750.
Oh, you two can't be serious.
I did, too. I got the pox and died. Same year as my father. He died, too. Just before my birthday.
All right, son.
Is that all?
Run along and play, dear.
When's lunch? I'm starving.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Now, let's take a look in the book. That little... Merriweather, Joshua. 1809. Oh, no, that's wrong year. Merriweather, William. 1690. This could be it. 1690, 1750.
That was the year he said his father died.
Wife, Mary Southwick. Children, Prudence, William, and Cotton.
Oh, Bob.
Cotton Merriweather. Born 1742. Died 1750.
To excite him.
Excite him? Now, Kathy, do you realize what this means? Now, if Howie can remember, I mean really remember, all the little details of life in the 18th century, the little day-to-day things of living, every historian in the country will beat a path to his door.
No, Steve, Kathy and I don't want this to go any further.
But think of the things he'll be able to tell us. He's a storehouse of information on the life of the 18th century.
I don't want a walking history book for a son. I won't have him turned into some kind of a freak. I want him to grow up like a normal boy, not some reincarnation of a child who died 200 years ago. Well, how do you think he'll be treated by the other children if this gets around?
Hi, lunch ready? I'm hungry.
Lunch will be ready in a minute, dear. Howie, your father and I want to talk to you very seriously.
Again?
Now, first of all, darling, I want you to know that I believe you. We all do. I mean about your being another little boy once. Oh, Bob, it sounds so... You talk to him.
Howie, what your mother means is that it's perfectly all right for you to remember things, since you do, but we want you to promise us that you won't tell anyone else what you remember.
Look, honey, it's all right for Daddy and me and Uncle Steve to know, but other people might not understand. So we want you to promise.
Okay, Mom. I won't talk about it if you don't want me to.
Then we won't say anything more about it.
Run along and wash for lunch.
Oh, Mom.
Go on, scoot.
Well, now I suggest that we forget about it, too.
What else can we do?
Say, is he supposed to be playing with this thing?
Why, what is it?
Something he was toting around. It's pretty valuable, isn't it?
Oh, music box. I never saw that before.
Yeah, it looks like an antique.
It's full of old letters.
Huh. Probably something he found poking around in the attic.
Bob, Steve, look at the date on this letter. 1725. And this one. 1728. 1730. Do you realize how valuable these are?
Now, what's that underneath? Looks like some kind of a book.
Somebody's diary. There's something written here in the flyleaf. Abigail Marmadoe, her diary, 1750. It covers the whole year. June, July, September. Oh, listen to this. Friday, September 4. Lord protect us. Josephus down with the pox. What? That's what he died of, wasn't it? And here's a mention of somebody named Meriwether. September 6th. Crushed as I am by my own sorrow, I cannot but spare a little for poor Mary Meriwether. Losing William and Cotton within the week. The good Lord must have his reasons for this terrible thing, but I can't make the next line out.
Well, now we're getting someplace. Pour through enough of that stuff and you'll probably find something about the shooting accident, too.
Oh, what about that kid of yours? Now imagine, at his age, reading all this stuff and pulling a stunt like that.
Oh, I don't know whether to hug him or spank the daylights out of him.
He probably found this in the attic. Well, it must be the house that Mom Du moved in when they left Middletown.
If I weren't so relieved, I'd be furious.
I think you two had better have a good long talk with son and heir. He had me going, too, you know.
Oh, well, thank heaven school starts Monday. He'll be too busy to get into any more mischief. I think you're going to like this school, Howie.
Doesn't look like much of a school to me.
Oh, you better not let your father hear you say that. He's complaining enough about what it's costing to send you here as it is.
Looks more like a house than a school.
Well, it's very old, dear. Children like yourself have been going here for over 200 years.
I don't think I'm going to like it.
Oh, Howie, how do you know to give it a chance? When you've met some of the other children, you'll...
You're not coming in, are you, Mom?
Well, I would like to meet your new teacher. That is, of course, if you have no objections.
Well, none of the other kids will have mothers.
Never you mind the other kids.
Hey, there's Adam. Hey, Adam!
Howie, you don't know that little boy.
Sure I do.
Well, when did you meet him? You never told me.
You know.
I'm afraid I don't know.
You know, before.
Now, Howie, you know what your father told you about talking that nonsense?
But, Mom, he's my best friend. He is.
Now, I will tell your father unless you stop it this instant.
Gee.
Hey, Cotton! Hey, Cotton! Hey, Cotton, you coming here too?
Hi, Adam.
Well, they call me Peter now.
Yeah, they call me Howie.
Theater 5 has presented They Call Me Howie, written by Hal Hackady, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Elliot Reed, Evelyn Juster, Stan Watt, and S.S. Melvin. Audio engineers Neil Pulse and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.